what is love when love don't love you? I'm falling, I wonder, capsizing up under your spell. I see you in my dreams, feeling like I know you well. Seeing, smelling, touching, tasting you.
Man, I can't get enough of that intro, man. That was wonderful, 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 wonderful. Guys, welcome back to another session of the Round Table here at Urban Voice Media. Buckle up, because we got some good stuff for you this evening. Inspired by her life experiences, Venus presents her audience with thought-provoking lyrics that can resonate in the most 5D situations. I'm interested to understand what that means, 5D. Situations, telling stories that connects our audiences to the music. And that's delicious material right there by itself. Venus, young lady from Fort Worth, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to dig into it with her newest, latest release, Moscato. All that and more when we do come back.
You are now tuned into Urban Voice Media.
Venus.
Hey, how are you?
Man, it's bright and sunny out there in the Lone Star State, I see.
It is. The sun decided to come out today. It was supposed to rain. It's bipolar weather. It's, Texas. You never know what's going to happen, but I'm enjoying the sun. It's been 80 degrees outside. I can't complain.
Venus, I'm here to tell you, there's big things going on out in Texas. I've done so many interviews now from artists from Texas. Is it the stakes? What is it? Is it the river flow that's going through Texas? What is it?
They say everything's bigger in Texas.
I believe it.
So the stars have to be bigger out here too. So, shine brighter.
There you go. So tell me, Venus, right now, actually, that's your stage name. Did mom actually name you Venus?
No, that's my stage name. Yes.
How did you come up with it?
I came up with Venus because, well, there's a lot that went into it. I'm an overthinker. But the planet Venus has a unique history. And it started out calm. It started out like a second Earth, actually. It was calm. It was very inhabitable. And then something happened along the way, and it turned into this ball of fire. Of gas. And so I was just so fascinated by that planet. And then also Venus being the goddess of love, in Greek mythology. And so it all fit. I'm a Taurus, and my sign is led by Venus. So it just fit. And then I took the three, the E, and made it a three. So when people look for me, it's V3NUS. And that's because I love the Nikola Tesla's law of threes, the law of attraction. So it was a whole thing.
I can sit and listen to you talk about Venus forever.
It's so much. I wish it was much simpler, it's more simple concept, but I'm very complicated with names and numbers and things.
It's
like
fine the way it is. I mean,
thank you.
No, it needs to be complex. It needs to, because it drew me in. I wanted to hear more and more and more as you were speaking. Because my next question is, as you spoke about astrology, are you deep into reading the astrology? How you said every day, someone's someone's sending something about the astrological day or the sign of the day.
Yeah, the zodiac. Not every day. But I do like to engage into the knowledge of astrology. I think it's so dope. In the Bible, the people that the three wise men, they were astrologers. They followed what? The North Star, So astrology has been around since, before us, before we came here. And so It's quite fascinating. And yeah, the universe is so special. And so I love talking about astrology. My life's work is an album based off the tarot cards. So like the first album will be called The Lovers, and it'll embody the ideology of the Lovers card. And then you got the Star and the Hermit and the Empress. So yeah, I'm very into astrology, very much into astrology.
Now you just triggered something for me.
Okay.
Venus, you stated that your first album. So you haven't placed the album out yet.
No, I haven't. Actually, the first thing that's going to drop is an EP, but I have these albums already planned. There's 22 of them. And so I look forward to getting those out as well.
I'm going back. I'm going down the list. Moscato is the reason why we're talking today.
Correct.
You just released that last week, right?
I did. It just dropped on Friday.
Okay. Now, Live a Lie. When did you drop that one?
Live a Lie dropped at the end of last year. That's my baby. I love that.
And then Census. When did you drop Census?
Census dropped in 2021. I wrote that. That came out of the pandemic, and that was one of the first songs I dropped.
Now, what about is it Alanis or Alanis?
Yeah, Alanis dropped at the end of last year as well.
And then Next Body. I like that one too.
Yeah, that was around the time of Census. Yes.
Okay. Now there's one that you dropped. I think it was in 2021. It's a little difficult. You have to really get your tongue ready for that one.
Konoya Khan. Yes.
That's it. That's
it. It's a phrase, actually. It means literally, it has no meaning, but it's just like a love that you anticipate that you haven't met yet, but you anticipate that it's there. And so it's a dope little phrase, and I discovered it and wrote a song about it. It was perfect for what the song was about. So
that's awesome. Do me a favor, tell me something about this picture right here.
That picture, that that's Venus. That's one of her our alter egos. That's like my Sia vibe. And you know what, I haven't really, like, you can find that on my bio, but I haven't really used that photo yet because it belongs to a song that hasn't dropped yet. But the imagery for that, but yeah,
I love that photo.
Thank you.
I was telling the guys, I said, man, I got to get the photo. All I kept saying was purple, purple, purple. And they were like, what is he talking about? I said, the purple picture. You got to get the purple picture.
The purple picture.
I like that.
I had a dope group of people that worked with me on that vision. And they created it, put it together. And that's one of the looks that we came up with.
So tell me, Venus, at what age did you find yourself really, really getting serious about, you know, writing music, doing music, performing music?
At what age? About 10 years ago, actually. You know, I had a band. We played around locally, and got booked at the House of Blues a couple times, and you know, that was a highlight of that. But then we had to grow up and do adult things, and so, you know, we had to, life took over. And so during the pandemic, I was able to find my passion again. The passion never left. I was always writing, but I was able to find my passion as a recording artist. And so that was during the pandemic. In 2021, I started actually dropping singles. So
that's awesome.
Very recent.
Now, do you do your own writing, or do you have like ghostwriter or the producer?
No, I write all my music. So yeah, all the lyrics, all the stories, they're all mine.
Now, as far as the production of the music, are you hands-on with the other guys that's helping you with the music in, or?
I have really dope producers, and I work with the best, and there's some songs that we have that have started with my creation, and then they went in and did their thing behind it. Teddy Blade is so good at that. Teddy's super dope. Matter of fact, he did the production for Live a Lie. And so that just tells you how dope he is. And then, like I said, all my producers have amazing credits. And sometimes they'll come up with some production that is so dope. It just, the songs just write themselves after that. So
that's good. Now, Moscato. Let's talk about Moscato for a moment.
Okay.
No. I tell you, we're going to do something different.
Okay.
To your sound. How did you cultivate your sound?
My sound came from a mix of influences. I cultivated my sound way back in high school. And I was very self-conscious about it because I didn't sound like anybody. And then finally, Chrisette Michelle came out and I was like, huh, that's my vibe. And so Chrisette Michelle, I always been a fan of Sade and the way she presented her songs and her lyrics. And so those two women alone played a big part of the sound that you hear in me today.
I tell you what, I feel, and I go back and when I'm listening to your music, I'm hearing a Motown feel in the music, not the lyrics, just the music, mm-hmm. a Motown feel. But as far as the arrangement and the sound of your vocals, I'm going back big band. Big band, for those who don't know what big band is, you got your Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
You got your Ella Fitzgerald. You got your Cab Calloway. Your voice goes to that era. And I mean, they are doing this. All three of those I just named are hand clapping. Thank you. Someone's bringing our music back into the new age era. And for your sound to resonate like that, you know, a lot of, like my mother, who's still living, who probably grew up listening to the music from her mother. And mm-hmm. I don't forget, I DJed my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
At that anniversary, all I played was music from the big band era. Cab Calloway, that Ella Fitzgerald, that type of music. It was no 1980s and 90s music at that time. It was only from the 30s, 40s, and a little bit from the 50s, just a little. But your sound, your vocal sound, gives me that flavor, gives me that feel. But the music gives me the, of course, up-to-date feel, but at the same time, it has just a little taste, like a sprinkle. You know how they do when they're doing the cooking? Just
a little dash.
Yeah. A little bit of that of Motown on it. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to play what I call my favorite so far of your works.
Okay.
That's Live a Lie. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be honest with you. Buckle up. Sit back and just soak in the words that she, just listen to the story and just soak it in, ladies and gentlemen. It's that good. Here it is right here.
I fell in love. But what is love when love don't love you? Foolish games we play, the heartbreak, the ache, bring sorrow and confusion. I hate what we become now.
Venus, that's all they get.
That's all they get? That's all they get.
Yeah, that's all they get. They got to go to your webpage to get more. They got to go to Spotify to get more. They got to go to Apple Music Store to get more. They got to go to Instagram. They got to go to Facebook. They got to go to Twitter. I don't know if you got Twitch or not, but they got to go to all the platforms and get that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Alley Hoop.
There's so many people who do live a lie.
Yeah.
Tell me the inspiration of writing that song.
It was just that. You know, relationships are so important to me in cultivating and teaching people that it's okay to not be okay, and life is gonna, things are gonna get better. A lot of times when things don't work out, we take we put so much energy into the negative side of that. We put so much energy into hating the other person. We put so much energy into revenge and just thinking all the bad thoughts. When the experiences that we get from these relationships that help us grow into something else, into something after this relationship is over, it's worth everything. It's worth its weight in gold. And so just knowing that at the end of the day, you're going to be okay. Even though it feels terrible, and even though it may be terrible, people live a lie. And it's better to be honest with yourself. It's better to be honest with the other person and just be true to who you are. And if that means walking away from a situation that doesn't serve you, then it's okay.
Did it take you a while to actually write that song?
It didn't. It did not. That song flowed effortlessly. Yeah, the spirit gave me that. The words, Teddy Blade made an incredible track. And it was easy to write.
Yeah, is he there in Dallas, Fort Worth area?
No, Teddy is not here. Teddy is on the West Coast, I believe.
Okay. All right. You say it's Teddy Blaze?
Teddy Blade.
Shout him out. Teddy Blaze, you did your thing on that one, my brother.
Teddy is dope. I mean, you're talking about credits like Dionne Warwick and Whitney Houston. And,
awesome. Awesome. There's one thing that I found was missing with that song, and that's the video. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put my resume in. That's my resume right there.
Okay.
And with that resume, this video could be downloaded and kept, you know, and put in the file with my resume.
Okay.
Don't want to get paid. Don't need to be flown nowhere. I do my own flying. I don't need to be hoteled. I don't need to be fed unless somebody's want to cook me a good meal.
Wow.
Good. But I want to be in that video, Venus.
Wow.
Whether it's the guy that is in the midst of the breakup, mm-hmm. or the guy that's in the midst of helping the lady move into the future.
Move on, yeah.
Whichever direction. I want to be in that video.
Wow, that is an amazing offer you presented. I'm definitely going to keep your resume on file. I definitely will.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that.
And like I said, that's my signature. Well, that's my initial signature.
Uh-huh.
It's stamped. I don't want no payment. I don't want no type of royalty. I don't want nothing other than to be in that video. Because when I heard that video, I'm going to be honest with you, Venus, it made me think of so many relationships where I stayed and friends told me not to stay.
Mm.
Family members told me not to stay.
Mm.
And I'm like, man, she's talking about me. How did she know that was me?
It's a lot of us.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we want to see the good. We want things to work. And we sometimes will lose ourselves in trying to make things work. Like I said, that don't serve us, you know, and again, I just want people to understand it's okay to let something go. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to be true to who you are, true to yourself. And man, it's life is good. It's okay, you know. You're married now, I'm assuming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So each of those relationships that you were holding on to that eventually didn't work out, you know, created the man that your wife has received today. You know, we've learned from those lessons and we've taken the good and the bad, and they, those experiences, I mean, have, you know, they shape us. And so I don't look at anything as a bad experience. It feels bad. It may feel bad when you're going through it. When you look back, you're like, okay, I learned something from that.
Now, let me ask you, you don't have any videos out of your music other than the one video, correct? The
correct, with the Koinonia Con. And then I have like an acoustic version, a live version of Next Body, which kind of about the same thing.
Are you camera shy any?
Am I camera shy?
Yeah.
So I'm a photographer, actually. I teach commercial photography at high school. And so I'm used to being on the other side of the camera. And so, yeah, I mean, I do have a little bit of camera shyness, but at the same time, I'm not, because I love to act. I love acting. But yeah, it's different as an artist. Like, you know, I've been on Walker Texas Ranger. I've done plays. I love acting, but then singing and music videos is different. So yeah, I'm feeling my way through it.
Did you say you were a Texas Ranger?
No, I was on Walker Texas Ranger back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was gonna say, wait, girl.
No, but I am a third degree black belt. That's close enough.
What? Oh my gosh, man, this is, you don't turn the whole story around now. I'm ready to go into another direction now.
You lead, go ahead.
Let me ask you, are you, with you being into martial arts, do you follow boxing any?
I follow some boxing. I haven't been on boxing in a while. I watched the last fight with Garcia.
And Javante?
Javante, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do know a guy not too far from you, though, right?
Yes.
Was really three guys.
What is his name?
Earl Spence.
Spence, yes.
Yeah, Earl Spence. And then down in Houston, you got the Charlo brothers.
Okay, I'm not familiar with the Charlo brothers, but Spence, yes.
Yes. Hopefully, if he can get that fight with Terrence Crawford, I mean, it'd be nice if they could get into that Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Yes, for sure.
Home of the Cowboys. Man, I'm here to tell you. Yeah,
are you going
to
come down? Stuff. Would you come down?
Wow. I got to come.
Yeah, Spence is special, man.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is a wonderful talent. Okay, your next video I'm going to show is the help me out with that again. Koinonia Con.
Yeah.
Where did you get that name from?
It's a Japanese phrase, and it literally means like a love that hasn't happened yet, you know, like knowing that the love is coming and it's not there. The anticipation of love is what it literally means, but non-literally, if that makes sense, because there's no literal meaning for it, but that's what they equate it with.
That's awesome. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm falling, I wonder, capsizing up under your spell. I see you in my dreams, feeling like I know you well. Thinking, I'm wishing, hoping, and knowing I could love you completely forever. You bring me peace in this chaotic world that we're in. A lifetime ain't enough with you, but where do I begin?
That's all they get in Venus. They ain't getting no more. Okay, go to the web page, ladies and gentlemen.
You're the man with the plan.
Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify. Go to those platforms. You see it on the screen. Purchase, support her, purchase. Do you have any merch yet?
I do. I have some merch on my website at whoisvenus.com. There's a merch tab. They can grab a t-shirt or something. So yeah.
There was, let me see if I can do this right here. This is a question I have to ask you.
Okay.
It's in reference to actually the reason why we're here. It was something that I seen. That right there.
Yeah.
Is that actually your label, your Moscato?
This is my partner that I'm collaborating with. This actually is a lady out of Atlanta, Georgia. And that's her wine called Reflection Wine. And we met, and this was maybe over a year ago that we met, and I told her I had a song called Moscato that I wrote. And now that I was as I was getting ready to drop it, we reconnected, and you know, we've been working on this plan to collaborate, and so that's what we're doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. I actually got to do a taste testing with some ladies on Friday when Moscato dropped. We actually had 3 bottles of her wine, of the Reflection Wine, in the building, and they loved it. So I'm excited and proud of her.
That reflection.
Yes.
The reflection of Venus. Man. Yeah. And speaking of Moscato, I had to do the due diligence.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure. Yes, I had to. I know you're out and about, you know, drinking and driving ain't kosher.
Yeah.
There you go. So I'm cheers to you.
Salute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing.
If you haven't had a chance to, or if you haven't heard of Venus, please go to her webpage, go to Spotify, Apple Music Store. You see it going across the screen. We also want to give a special shout out to Tangi Watts, Emerge PR firm, who connected you, Venus, with us. And I think we were supposed to have connected maybe a month or so ago, and something got tied up with my scheduling and everything. And I'm so glad now we waited, because by us waiting, we got a chance to get the actual Moscato.
Yeah.
So now we have Moscato, the reason why we're talking today. Let me ask you, because while we were playing the Nicoya Khan?
Yes, Nicoya Khan.
Nicoya Khan. Do you get amazed, or what are you feeling when you're listening or seeing your works?
That's a great question. When I'm listening and seeing my works, the only thing I can feel and think is, like, I just pray that everybody else is feeling and seeing it and hearing it in the same way. Like, I hope that connections are being made. That's why I do this, is to connect people and through music. And so, yeah, I prayerfully hope that when those vibrations are going out, that everybody else listening feel connected to the stories.
When I was watching you, and I'm like, she seemed so pleased. She seemed so at home and gratified at looking at what great work you done. You can't hear me? We got something going on today. Hey, someone put something in the chat and let me know what's going on with the audio. Can you hear me now? What about now? If y'all will, put something in the private chat and let me know what's going on with the audio. Oh, you can hear me? They're saying they can hear me. It says you can't hear me. Can you hear me now? Oh, you can hear me, but you can't hear her. Okay. You can't hear Venus. Okay, maybe there was something going on with her. She's coming back in with us. We're gonna get her back in here. Let's see if we got her.
Okay, yeah,
we got you.
Okay, back in action.
So, yeah, what I was hearing, what I was seeing was you were being pleased and happy with your work.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I've seen that. It was the first time I've seen someone smile, and like, it was like you were a fan of someone else's music. That's what I was seeing.
I love listening to music, and I truly put my heart and my soul into what I write. I choose my words carefully. I want to deliver messages that are meaningful. And so, yeah, I feel like that's something to be proud of, because I'm doing the work that I'm meant to be doing. I'm doing what my purpose is. And so, yeah, I do feel proud.
Now, you had mentioned earlier in the interview that you were going to be dropping an EP. Is there like a time period you're thinking about doing that?
We don't have a time period yet, but it is on the way, and we are in the lab and we're cooking. So
can you give me a sneak as to, or I know Moscato and Live a Lie is going to be on it.
Live a Lie is not going to be on that.
It's not?
No, Live a Lie is going to be on the album, but it won't be so Moscato. And then the next song that's dropping is called Coffee. You haven't heard that, but I would love to get your reaction to Coffee. So Moscato, Coffee, you kind of see where I'm going. So the EP is called Drink Menu. And so.
Awesome. I like it. Drink Menu. I like it. As far as performances, do you have anything scheduled up?
Not at the moment. We have a lot of things in the works. Again, I as I said before, I'm a teacher. And so, in a few weeks, about 3 weeks now, I will be a free agent for the summer. And so I'm hoping to have a summer filled with some performances.
So. When you say that, you put me in mind of Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Because that's where she came from, especially with her being from Houston, of all places as well. With her being into teaching and then going into music, and you have the hair out like Erykah, you got that beautiful smile, the pretty eyes, that wonderful voice. I mean, a voice only God gave to someone. Some people have to go to get, you know, do lessons. As you said, you're a teacher. Some people get singing lessons. You can tell your voice, could nobody teach you that, what you're doing? Nobody. Yeah. I'm being real with you, Venus. Your voice is from another era. Oh, and that's hard to find, because you have so many people sounding like so many different people. Yeah. Even though you mentioned Sade and Chrisette Michelle, you mentioned them. Mm-mm. Your voice still isn't even close to theirs, even though they were some of your alma maters, someone who you looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Your voice come back from the ancestors are saying thank you. That's all I can say. They're saying thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm blushing. And it's so funny. I really used to be so shy about my voice. I thought it was just so too different. And when you're young, being too different isn't the best thing. You know, now it is. But when you're, you know, younger and growing up, you're trying to blend in and your voice stands out. Yeah.
Where you are right now, I would love to see you open up for what's my girl's name? Lady from the UK, Adele.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Now, who matches an R&B singer up with Adele? Who does that?
Wow, that would be...
You could pull it easily.
You talk about storytelling and good songwriting?
Yes, sir.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. They're going from one movie, they're going from Netflix premiere to Netflix feature.
Wow. I love that. I love that. Thank you for that vision.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys been waiting. Her newest release is out now on Spotify, Apple Music Store.
Yes.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the lyrics of this bad booger, because it is bad. Y'all check it out. You know what? That tickled me. Hey, guys, y'all, take that off the screen for a minute, guys. Take that off the screen. That tickled me so, so much. You said, you got to let it breathe. Feel me. Yeah. I was like, what?
Because
why did y'all cut that? Y'all cut it midstream. I tell you what. We're gonna finish this song out. We're gonna finish it out. I don't know why
okay,
they
go ahead.
We're gonna
go
finish
ahead.
It out.
I just wanna feel it, gotta let it breathe. Top shelf lover, he is so
Venus, where have you been all of our lives?
Getting mine together.
Stay out of the gym. Not exercising gym if you exercise, but as far as the karate gym, stay out of that. You got to teach the babies. You got to teach the babies.
Okay.
But sweetie, we need more.
More is coming.
More.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go back to something.
Okay.
Tell me about this photo.
Oh, okay. So my team, Tangi especially, is a huge fan of Marilyn Monroe. And, you know, there is a... I wanted to embody and show my femininity and the beauty that people saw in Marilyn. I wanted to present that as myself, you know, in my melanin. And I, you know, was able to get this gold dress and drape myself in it and just, you know, kind of embody the spirit of Moscato. And that's the one that I fell in love with.
That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
You grabbed it. You captured it.
Thank you.
That's Venus. Only a Venus could do that right there. Only a Venus. Pluto, none of that. Nah, only a Venus right there. Only a Venus. So what's next is the EP.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can start seeing more video footage from you here shortly with yours truly in one of the videos.
That would be great.
Maybe two or three of the videos. With no pay. Not asking for nothing in regards to air flight, travel, lodging, none of that. Just, you know, if anybody can cook in the family, want to cook me a good meal before I come back to the Carolinas, I'm up for it.
I could throw down in the kitchen, so I got that covered. Actually, we're getting ready to do coffee. We're going to shoot a video for coffee, and it is going to be retro. Got this. It's going to be this throwback vibe. So it was kind of dope that you brought that up, because that is the vibe that we're going for right now. There's so many sounds to what I do. This is just a portion of it. Like, I write country, you know, I have some reggae, you know, and so this is just a portion of what I do, but this is what I'm giving right now. And so, yeah.
Moscato, you hear it playing in the background now. Moscato, when I first heard it, my first feeling was Chicago, Detroit, the Lindy Hop swinging, the ballroom dancing. And as I heard it more and more, I said, I can see that song being played in numerous of movies. Numerous of movies.
Wow.
And especially even maybe some musical movies. You know, I could see that song being played.
That would be dope.
Seriously. Tyler Perry, get with it, baby.
Mom, Tyler, call me. Call me.
She got the gift. And she's no stranger from Atlanta either, so she already got a connection with the Moscato over there, Tyler. So,
absolutely.
You know what to do, bro. You know what to do. But, Tyler, if you do it, my offer stands with you as well.
Gotta get it there.
My, bro.
Forward that resume.
Look at the resume right there. There it is right there. You see it, Tyler. That's all I need right there.
Come on, Tyler.
That video. We good. Venus, it was a pleasure having you come to the round table. If it's anything you'd like to tell your fans and your future fans, I'll let the floor be yours. And don't be a stranger to the round table session. You know, hit Tangi up and come on back when you're dropping something. We'd be more than happy to go over it with you, chop it up at the round table. And most definitely, when you drop a video to any of the songs, make sure you come back to it and let us get that exclusive so we can go ahead and drop that video and let everybody see. Hear the music once again, but this time get that picturation of how that song really. Now, before I end, I'm going to say this right here.
Okay.
You spoke about it earlier in reference to your writing.
Okay.
Is that something that, with you being a teacher, is that something that came natural for you to write the way you do?
Yes, writing came natural for me, not because I'm a teacher, but because I've always been an avid reader. I read a lot. Instead of playing video games, didn't have cable TV. So, you know, I did a lot of reading. And so that built up my vocabulary, that built up my writing skills. Reading and writing were my favorite subjects. And so, yeah.
That's awesome. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Venus from another planet, transcended down to Earth, given to all of us. She has now finally landed and placed her feet down on the Earth, and she's given us all of the jewels from the gods up above. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. Venus, I'm giving you the last words before we get out of here.
Well, thank you. First and foremost, thank you for inviting me on the round table. You are amazing. You're team is amazing. Shout out to you guys for this incredible presentation of Venus. I'm so honored. And, you know, Moscato is out. I just ask that everybody check me out. If you like what you hear, download, purchase, subscribe on YouTube, share. You know, support costs nothing. And so if you like it, just help me keep it going. I have so much more music to share with you guys. And so I'm excited for the future. So thank you for having me.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. She said, if you like what you hear, download it. If you don't like it, contact me at 704-530-4920, and we're gonna have some problems because Venus, she's for real and she's ready. With that being said, until next time, Venus, you stay sweet, young lady, and don't forget, I want to be in that video.
I got you. I won't.
Much love.